The Congressional Budget Office, adept at affixing a price tag to just about anything, was recently asked to examine the cost of something rather exotic, President Bush's plan to send humans back to the moon. In a new report, the CBO says pinning down a figure is difficult, but the project could cost 50% more than NASA currently has budgeted. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum.
The cover of the new report shows a close-up photo of the lunar surface taken by the Apollo astronauts looking down as they took off from the surface of the moon. No one has been back since 1972, and NASA projects that returning to the moon will cost about $64 billion over the next 15 years. Douglas Holtz-Eakin, director of the Congressional Budget Office, says it could be more.
If history is any guide, there's the chance that this could come in above the $64 billion that they had planned to return to the moon. Historically, cost growth has been about 45%. That would put it at right about $100 billion, which is what it cost to go to the moon the first time.
Technology has improved since the 60s, but he says the basics don't change.
It's still technologically very demanding to get to the moon. This budget plan includes the same kinds of pieces that those familiar with the Apollo program would see. There'd be a big boost rocket, a heavy lifter to get things into space, and then there's a lunar lander. Those need to be developed, they need to be deployed, and so in many ways, while the technology might be different, the basic pieces are the same.
The plan to send astronauts to the moon and eventually Mars has been controversial. A few scientific programs have been cut back to pay for it. Louis Friedman, however, thinks this is a good place for NASA to spend its money. He's executive director of the Planetary Society, an independent space interest group.
The space program in the United States and the space program of the world need a goal for human spaceflight. It's very costly, it's risky, and if it's not done for a grand and important public interest goal, then it shouldn't be done at all.
If the moon mission turns out to cost more than expected, NASA will have to find the money somewhere. Friedman has an idea for where it should come from, the Space Shuttle program. NASA plans to fly perhaps 30 more shuttle missions to finish the space station. In a recent report, the Planetary Society says that's a waste of money.
I think everything we need could be done in certainly 12, maybe 10, and I've even heard suggestions that it could be done in eight more flights.
Some lawmakers have made similar suggestions, but on Capitol Hill this week, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said he didn't think reducing the number of shuttle flights would necessarily help. O'Keefe spoke before the Senate committee that ordered the CBO report. So far, Congress has yet to approve a proposed increase in NASA's budget that would jumpstart the Moon and Mars program. Senator Trent Lott, Republican from Mississippi, says people need to be convinced the trip would be worth it.
The idea of just going to Mars doesn't frankly excite a lot of people in my state. They don't really care whether there's water up there or not. They'd rather have asphalt on the roads. But if you can show programs to get what you learn from that, the benefits, into the private sector, then you got a deal. Don't forget that.
Yes, sir.
Sending a human to Mars will cost more than just going to the moon, and the numbers are even more uncertain. The columnist and humorist Dave Barry summed it up this way, quote, "The Bush administration says the Mars mission can be accomplished for only $143.8 zillion, but critics claim the true cost is likely to be much more, like $687 billion, end quote. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.